fastened, you'd see them dead all over.
Nutrias.
Nutrias. Yeah. You don't know what a nutria is?
Uh-uh.
Big marsh rat.
Oh, right?
Big marsh rat. They'll grow around 18 pounds or something like that.
You kidding, that big?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they get some of them bigger than that. And, but she was so big and heavy she could handle them. And when she'd grab them, she'd break their back. And that was it. You could fall alongside a bite or somewhere and you'd see them laying all over. Well, you could stick your whole finger like that whenever they'd bite her. She'd grab one and it'd catch her in the shoulder like that. You could stick your whole finger like that in that hole. They got such long teeth on them. One of them cut her right in there one time. Boy, they killed many a dog. You could see that artery. It was so close to it. If you cut that artery, it was a dead dog. My boy, she used to love to hunt them things. But I raised them things and I sold them. I was running a place over there at the lake. And some of them lived 10, 12 years old. And no money could buy them.
Yeah.
A dog go out to retrieve a duck out the pond for you, put it down by your foot, start walking alongside the pond and run across a squirrel and look up there and bark at that squirrel, shoot that squirrel. Squirrel hit the ground, he pick it up, bring it, put it there by your foot. Man, I say there's no money can buy my dog. See, anytime a dog gonna jump from a duck to a squirrel, he says no money can buy it. And he was in Alabama. He had a 1,200-acre farm he had over there, and he had the dog. He was working on a ship, but he bought it from me when I was at the lake, and then he brought it to his uncle. And the season opened, so he went over there hunting, and that dog was 4 months old. I had one over here. My nephew, by my marriage, he got one of them dogs from me. 4 months old, he hunted with that dog. You could take something and just let him smell it, or let him put his mouth on it, and I don't care where you threw it. He wasn't gonna come back until he got back with it. He hunted with that dog, and that dog was 4 months old. He counted 43 ducks that dog went out in marsh and pine with broken wing and bring to him. He was telling me the other day, I'll never have another Ginger. That was his name. That was her name, Ginger.
Yeah.
Anywhere he went, that dog was with him. That boy had one like that, a black one. That one was a red one. I used to get half and half, like red and black.
Black and tan, you ever get that?
It'd be solid, with that one white spot on their chest, like. And this boy had that one. And it was a little runt in the bunch, looked like. I even called it runt, and he kept the name runt. And when he'd say, get it, he never did teach him to hold or nothing like that, you know. But when he'd say, get it, that dog would jump so far in that water until he'd close his hind legs like that underneath them. And he hunted that dog for about 3 years, I guess. About 3 years. And one day he took it over at Bosco's, had it in the back of his truck. He used to ride him all the time. And he got out of that truck. So when he got up and got him back in again, gave him a whipping. And then the next time he went there, he had it on a chain. Make sure it would stay there. He went inside, got coffee and biscuit. When he come back out, his dog was gone. Never did see it again. But you thought about some one that was fast, I'll tell you right now, that dog was fast. He'd kill himself before something get away from him. If they had any, he'd go in that pond where he hunt, and anybody would go in there and cripple one or something that was in the grass.